Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school live in effect, 1040 O Street. Brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. NFL stuff going on. It was NBA opening night, DP. It's still, like, I call it the extension of preseason. Two games last night. Celtics mollywopped the Knicks. And the Lakers, I would say, survived against my T-Wolves.
Did we check on Rico today?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
No. Yeah, no, he's fine.
Rico's back. He's hanging in there. Rico is back to his. He's back to his height.
He's back.
He's strong.
Yeah, he was 6'3" when they made the trade, and after the playoff run, he's back to reality right now.
Okay. He was talking a big game. Oh, it's going to be okay. It was just one night. Mikhail's form wasn't as bad as it looked in pregame. He didn't mean it. You could tell in his eyes. Conviction wasn't in his voice. He was trying. Not very convincing, though.
I was surprised how bad they looked.
Yeah.
You know, because was it Harfenstein? It was kind of like he's not as good as Cat. So you're not replacing him with, like, back-to-the-basket guys and stuff like that. And, yeah, they did not look good.
And I think they know what to do.
I think it's going to take them a little while.
Yeah.
How much of that is the Knicks, and how much of that is Boston just being really freaking good still?
It's probably
we don't want to see that.
Yeah, probably majority Boston.
The most concerning part for me for the Knicks is this is opening night. You have a chance to go to one of your biggest rivals and spoil their party.
The game was over by the first quarter.
You put your team together to stop exactly what happened. Yikes! Okay. Not a great first impression.
Okay, this is you know how I love, like, for college football and pro football to come up with for big game weekends what ticket prices are to let you know the importance of those games in that area. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. If I said to you, you could go and see the Bucks and Sixers
tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
$36.
You could get in for $16.
Oh, sit up. Oh, yeah. Sit up top.
Milwaukee or Philly?
It's in Philly. Hmm. Yeah. If you wanted to, you ready for this? The Hornets and Rockets.
Oh, that's $5.
Houston. Six.
Yeah.
$6 ticket for NBA.
Open at night.
Open at night. Grizzlies, Jazz.
Free.
$12. Free. $12, and they just sold out. They've sold out four NHL hockey games.
Yeah.
Like, which is the thing. It's like, hey, you know, y'all don't have all the money.
Right.
Right. Like, you're going to go to hockey and NBA every night in Utah?
$50. You can go both.
Really?
Get your right hand stamped at one, left hand stamped at the other.
That 50 includes the concessions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Right? The toughest ticket of the night. Wow. The toughest ticket of the night is Suns Clippers. And
it's in Phoenix?
It's in LA.
That's the LA tax. And Phoenix
$60.
Is
new arena.
Yeah, new arena.
Phoenix. $60. Bulls Pelicans, $9.
That Warriors, should be another free.
Warriors Blazers, $11.
I would pay that just to go see Steph.
Right. Like, I'm just to be in the building.
I'm not going to Portland, though.
Oh, is it in Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nets and Hawks in Atlanta, $15.
Nope.
Pacers, Pistons, $14.
My man D-Man said, let's see what he says. He said, I've been a Knicks fan and a Husker fan for 20 years. I don't know which one is harder.
Oh, boy.
Who
is Nebraska's Carmelo Anthony?
For basketball?
Or football. I see he's talking Husker football. Who is Husker football's answer to Carmelo Anthony?
And what is the definition? What is your definition of Carmelo Anthony?
I'm thinking like peak Melo 2012, 13.
But what do you mean? Like, what is what like?
Like cult hero icon bucket getter.
Oh, it was
talking like Taylor Martinez.
Taylor Martinez, or are they going to say Jamal Lord? Probably Taylor. Taylor.
Who's the quarterback that
Adrian
that they keep talking about?
It's probably Adrian.
Back in now, Gans. Gans.
Yeah, but
put up a lot of numbers. Didn't really equate to championships, but people still like showing up to see what gaudy numbers he puts up and then go.
Yeah, it'd be a joke.
Maybe.
Yeah. I would probably lean more towards Taylor and Adrian because you're waiting to get to that championship. Like, they and got you there.
And just still mad about it.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Dave from Renew, he says, these guys don't play all 82 games like the following did. John Stockton, 16 years he played 82 straight. My man, A.C. Green. Now, A.C. Green had a superpower unknown to the Benesta.
Yeah, we didn't know until later.
Yeah, A.C. Green.
He had the Neo power. He had the greatest no game in NBA history.
Yeah, he had the patience of Job. Isn't that right? Austin? See? The mailman went 10. Jordan. Or the Michael Jordan, let me get it right. The Michael Jordan went 9, and he says, yes, MJ, not LeBron. Dang, man. Nick and Lincoln says, the saddest part about Husker football this weekend is that in the last 25 years, they've shown no reason to think that we have a chance in the matchup. Love the show. Thanks, guys. 25 years versus this year, two different things. I mean, I get it. I understand.
What do you mean by two different things, though? There aren't programs in the country who win lots of football games every year and teams that play for championships every year.
There is, but what I'm saying is it's two different, like, this coaching staff can't rectify what Steve Peterson and them did, I don't know how many years ago.
2003.
Yeah.
Look at Austin.
Tattooed
on his middle finger.
Yeah, and they just gotta go for what they do.
Let me show you
what I think of Pete Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I think that's why I say it's two different things. I mean, yeah. Obviously there's remnants and stuff like that, but I will tell you this, you will see I will say this on a little side note. This is my personal opinion. We can get into it more next segment, but we'll talk some more NBA right now. I think if they get to a revenue sharing, I think it helps a team like Nebraska immensely. Immensely. But, you know, as far as the – oh, Drumstick. Drumstick came in from the top row. Drumstick. You don't ever text in, but I'm gonna cap on. He said, Joe Gans is a dog. Nebraska wins the national championship in 2009 if Gans is a starter.
But that's why I was saying that he's the Carmelo. Because if you ever heard Rico talk about Melo, literally those are the things that he says about Melo. With that, and let me tell you, they got closer.
Joe Gans is a dog? Didn't Joe Gans only start 1 year?
Bruh.
He's coaching though, isn't he?
Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah. You want to hear a funny Joe Gann story?
Always.
It was I would never forget this. It was a cold morning, but it wasn't snow on the ground. So you know when it's like you got frost and you know people were walking the dog, they got, you know, you can see the breath and stuff. And I went and like to either the chiropractor or worked out of the gym. It was early. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to Hy-Vee. And I he must have lived over by the Hy-Vee, or I found out he did. I saw this dude who had this little old like floo-foo dog, you know what I mean, with a man bun. You know what I was thinking, Austin? Like, who the hell is this dude with a man bun, right?
49ers.
And he had like a shirt cut off sleeve. Who the hell, who's this clown? First of all, it's cold out here. Who's this dude? Somehow I saw him, I think, on the sideline. He took it because he was coaching, I think, at Nebraska at the time. Mm. Took his hat off. He had his man bun. I texted him. I said, hey, man, on Tuesday, was that you out there? He was like, yeah. I said, never. Take that out.
Mm. Take you know that better.
Out. Yeah, that's the first time.
Disrespecting the brand.
Yeah. Culligan J says, Culligan J, I used to coach his son, man. This dude is like a man child. Culligan J is a big dude. I'm willing to say Culligan J's wife was an athlete. I don't know. But Culligan J is a big dude. Mm. The son is like a man child. Culligan J, you got your work cut out there, buddy. Once he starts to, he's going to test you one time. Don't get folded up like a chair.
You got to have that day, right? That meeting between dad and new man son.
Yeah. I got your back, Culligan J, but I got your way back. Drumstick says, please watch the 2008 highlights, Jay. He's hands down the most underrated Nebraska QB of all time. You know what, Drumstick? During the break, I will watch. I know he put up some good numbers, and I was told that he should have been in there the whole time. Is that true? Because that was with Sam Keller.
So was that Sam Keller? Was 2007. Okay. 2008. Here are Joe Gans' stats.
But who did he start the whole year?
He played in 13 games in 2008. His backup was Patrick Witt.
But should he have started in 2007 then?
He went and got Keller for a reason.
No, but
Keller wasn't atrocious. I mean,
all right, let's hear Joe Gans in 2008.
Okay, Joe Gans' stats in 2008. 285 of 420. Okay, so that's 68% completion.
I like it.
For 3,600 yards, 25 touchdowns, Jay, against 11 interceptions. Oh,
see little one in the car.
I don't know who that is. I'm just waiting.
Little one in the window.
Yeah.
But so he
how many touchdowns?
25 to 11 touchdown interception ratio.
Okay, but they had good running backs then though too, right?
The running game in that season was Roy Helu, average most yards per carry, Marlon Lucky, and Quentin Castile.
Oh yeah, so they had
but none of them broke 1,000.
That's fine because you got three headed monster. They all could tote the pill.
But Joe Gans, his yards per attempt, air yards per attempt, yards per completion, and passer rating were all the lowest of his career. It was Chuck and Duck.
Oh, so there's a lot of empty.
Overinflated.
Yeah, a lot of empty stats. Dang.
Like, Joe was fine. Yeah,
drumstick.
Joe was fine. Hey,
drumstick.
He was fine.
But isn't that the definition of Carmelo?
Melo was really good. For
a few years when he was in shape with his waxed body, he was pretty good. Yeah.
Melo was better. Melo was better relative to level than Joe Gans ever was.
Melo should have just stayed his butt in Denver.
Right, but don't we? Did he fumble? Did he fumble the bag with his wife or no?
Oh, I don't know.
That's not my business.
Hey, man, is this Joe Gans right here? He says, "Hey, is this Joe Gans here?"
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Is that Joe Gans right there? 6787.
That's right.
Is that Joe Gans?
6785.
He says,
"That is hilarious."
He says, "Jay, don't be capping. It was a teacup poodle."
No, he's saying you have a teacup poodle.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't
he have said the dog.
Don't be capping. Jay has a teacup
poodle. That knows.
I don't have no teacup poodle.
He throwing bombs.
Sam, one guy says Sam Keller was awful. Henry Big Bang Hank says Melo was garbage. I can't get with you at that. 74-41 says his bowl game victory over Clemson with Coach Pelini was one of the last great bowl victories.
Oh, boy.
Was that over Dabo?
Yes.
What was the last?
Then that, you know
Nebraska beat Dabo and Mark Richt under Bo Pelini.
That's right. The 98 yard Tommy Armstrong.
To Quincy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was another Tommy Armstrong said if he had a good OC. I think Tommy Armstrong got caught up in that wash between Bo and Mike Riley with Dan, the OC that came from the
Langsdorff.
Yeah.
Tommy Armstrong, if his career would have played out appropriately, would have been Cam Ward.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Yeah, I think Tommy was maybe a little bit before his time, if he could get that true RPO like Cam Ward, be able to do that.
Did we ever get Jay Foreman's top 10 Husker quarterbacks?
We ain't never had none. T. Fraze, and that's it. T. Fraze. Like, what do you mean quarterback? I'm just kidding, man. You know I'm just saying. I'm just joking, man. You know I'm just playing. Probably say, off the top of my head...
Like, I mean,
off the top of my head, T-Phrase, head and shoulders.
Okay.
Eric Crouch, Taggy, Steve Taylor, probably 2A.
Ferragamo, Frost.
Ferragamo. I'm going to do mine. You do yours.
Yeah, no, Ferragamo. I'm just throwing names out there.
Ferragamo, so that's 5.
That's funny.
Turner Gill, for sure, that's 6.
Okay.
The Martinez, that's 8. We're at 8, both of them. Okay. Frost, probably Taylor and Gans. I mean, but here's the
Joe Gans or Tommy Armstrong? Who are you taking?
I'm taking Tommy. I'm taking Tommy. Mm-hmm. My bad, Tommy. I know you're probably listening. But also, this was a dude, though, was on a crappy team. Jamal Lord would break, listen there. Jamal Lord right now would break people down. He was New York two-stepping on cats. Team was garbage, though.
If Tommy's 1A, where's Brooke Barron?
What do you mean? Tommy's 1A.
Well, he's one.
Oh, Tommy Frazier?
Yeah. Oh, he's geez. 1, right? But if Brooke could compete.
He like 12, 13.
Okay.
I mean, I hate even saying people get mad and stuff.
No, IQ Cruz just asked.
I feel like this.
I'm just a messenger, man.
I just feel like Tommy was the, like, he was the better quarterback.
Yeah.
Brooke was good. You know what? If Brooke didn't have Tommy, I guarantee you Brooke is way up there. Because mm-hmm. Brooke was a sneaky good athlete. He could pick him up and put him down. Probably a better, passer. He just didn't get the play. I think if Brooke is here, I think we still win a national championship if Brooke is the quarterback. So I'd have to put him up there. I have to stand corrected. I do think, I mean, I think he was a national championship winning quarterback, obviously. But I think if Tommy wasn't here, does he get the run like Tommy did in the Fiesta Bowl? Probably not. But I think, you know, Brooke could definitely, do what he needed to do. He was a good athlete.
Yeah, I was leaving it. That's funny that those numbers, we went back and looked at Tommy Frazier's rush versus passing attempts. And surprisingly, the passing attempts are more because you don't think of it as being that type of offense and him being that type of player. But he threw more passes. He had more passing attempts than he had rushes.
Yeah, I think if Tommy was playing right now,
mm-hmm. Well,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
unstoppable.
Yeah.
Because Tommy, I'm gonna tell you what, Tommy could pass better than people gave him credit for. Mm-hmm. I think he got better at it as a passer. Obviously, I think probably when he had to sit out for those, obviously, it kind of stymies that a little bit. But I'm telling you what, man, if you got to go 90 yards, I could tell you, Tommy would be out there, be 0 for 10. You need him to go to, he going 10 for 10. And that's just the way he just had that.
Yeah. The greatest clutch quarterback.
He just was a competitor.
Yeah.
And he demanded it too, though. He demanded it. That's the thing is
what was he like in the locker room?
Well, he's on offense, so I didn't, whatever, but here's a funny Tommy Frazier story. It was, we had to be about to play. He had the blood clots against, when we played the Fiesta Bowl, right? Well, it was both, right?
Yeah. Was that?
Yeah, I think both years.
Yeah.
Both years. I think the one year he was out, and then that was the year. Well, anyways, we used to always have a big scrimmage before we left to go to the, the bowl game. Because, we didn't take any time off. So we were playing, we're scrimmaging. Tommy comes out there. It's ones against ones. It's good on good. You know what I mean? So we getting after it. And Tommy come through the line, and obviously we just studded him up. He running, he does a little something. And he actually had the same run, that famous run. He had it in practice. Like, he did the same thing in practice. So, you don't think practice goes over the game? It does. But he was rolling out, and we were chasing him and whatever. We weren't going to hit him out of bounds. He running, looked back. He's like, I still got my speed. He competitor, man. I mean, Tommy was a competitive dude. And he had that. He just is a very good leader. He would do anything to win. Anything to win.
I'm not asking which stories, but stories go around. What percentage of the Tommy story leadership style are true? Which ones are apocryphal?
What do you mean? Was he tough?
Yeah.
Demanding?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were tough and demanding on him. It was go back and forth. Yeah, he's tough and demanding. I was never in the offensive huddle. You'd have to ask somebody that's been in there before. But yeah, I'm assuming so. He was competitor. He was in, it was no on and off switch. It's on. But we had the same guys defensively. Hey, man, it was just the way here's the thing that I think people just don't understand. And I think a lot of people aren't willing to understand. That's the better statement. They're not willing to understand, whether it's parents of players that play sports or sometimes young athletes. And you get this a lot in basketball, because I always think basketball in this day and age, that's why the Nuggets are so good in the Celtics, right? Everybody plays all-star levels in their roles, and they're willing to take a lesser role to be a winner. Is when you get more, when you're really, really invested in winning individually and collectively, it's the hardest thing for people to get like their head wrapped around. Because when you, like basketball trainers, right, you'll go there and you see the videos, you'll go through the cones, between your legs, hezzy dribble, you dribble 18 times. That probably happens once or twice, in a game. If you do it a lot in the game, your team probably isn't very good. If you are a volume dribbler and a volume shooter, your team is not going to be very good, because basketball is a team sport. Very rarely do you say, you know what, we're going to go to Jay Wright's team basketball camp and we're going to get better as a team. Because nobody sees that if you're on a good team and everybody's playing well, that you all will go to the next level. You want an example? There's a really good girls basketball team in Millard West. They have two twins and they had three other girls, and they have two other girls that come off the bench. The two twins are the headliners. You had another 10-point score, 8-point score, 6-point score. We called the game, and two kind of four off the bench. All 5, 7 of them are going to go to college some point in time. So, but yeah, it's he wasn't like demeaning or anything like that, or like a bully. He's tough, because you can be tough on people and demand and want more because you've done it. And I think that's probably getting mixed up into.
Well, and if you're right, if it works.
Well, when Tommy, you look, I'm playing at work. Football is a little easier just because if you're asked to do the work and do more. That's how you get to be Tommy Frazier. If you think that Tommy was just like going to meetings and just that was it, then you're not even in this stratosphere. That's why you can be demanding. Let's see right here. We're drunk. We got 712. Where is that? That's Iowa? We won't hold it against you, especially if you're from Ames. You know your nose is burnt, nostrils are burning. Tell the story. Tell the Dame and Tommy story at UCLA that will explain how he was like. Come on, man.
See, there's people that know.
If you don't want to tell it, I
think Damon's told it. I'll tell it real quick before we go to break. I guess I wasn't here yet. I wasn't here yet. I still was in high school. So supposedly they were out in UCLA. Damon was playing as a freshman. Something must have happened. I don't know if he fumbled or whatever, but I guess Tommy was, you know, kicked him out of the huddle or something like that. I don't really know the old details of the story. I was not here. But I know that when Matt Hoskinson told me, when he went in the game and Aaron Taylor went in the game when they were young guys, now I was here then, he pretty much said, hey, listen, you and this, you don't mess up. I will tell you, you can take Tommy out of it. I was a freshman starting. Christian Peter told me the same thing. You know, Phil Ellis told me the same thing. And it wasn't like, don't mess up or else. It was like, you belong here. Don't be a chump, pretty much. And if you're going to be a chump, get out. So, I mean, it happens to everybody. You know what I mean? I told you a story about Bruce Smith and Gabe Northern, right? You tell you this story? If you could ever get on, I guess, YouTube NFL films, there's a thing where it's kind of in the infancy stages where they mic up guys. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw this in person. I didn't know it was going on viral. It would be viral. So here's the deal. Bruce Smith, so we used to, when we get in short yardage, Bruce would be in there. So Bruce used to always want to run this like tech stunt or X stunt. He'd run a text or something with the nose guard or with the outside linebacker who happened to be Gabe. And so what happens is Gabe goes down essentially and goes through the tight end and tackle, where Bruce is free to make the play. He's a Hall of Famer, right? And the call, DP, Bruce gets to make the call. Well, Bruce was calling it every third and one. Well, Gabe's getting blown, like throwing out the club, fake ID, and give me your cash. Well, one time, and this has been brewing for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So Ted Cottrell was like, call it off, right? So you just wipe it off, you know, we just say wipe it off. Gabe wiped it off. Bruce had to sit into a double team. He got rolled up into like me and John Holasek. So everybody's mad on the sideline. And, you know, Bruce is going off on Gabe. You know, he's going off on me and John. I'm like, bro, you got put in my lap, you know, and I'm just, you know, just a rookie. Well, he goes up to Wade, and this is the future. So the whole thing with Wade Phillips, everybody used to get mad at him because he never wore the headset. This time he actually had the headset on because he was trying to figure. So Bruce goes over and takes Wade's headset off. This is on like for NFL film. Yeah. Takes his headset off. He was like, and if you know, you know Bruce. He's like, hey, hey, man. Hey, I'm sitting where Austin. He's like, hey, hey, man. He's like, that Gabe Northern, you can't play him with me. He's sorry and a you know what. He's like, he goes, sorry, blankety blank. You hear me? And then proceeds to put the headphones back on him. Right there.
Cold-blooded
guy. I was looking at him. I said, at that point, I was like, I'm glad he ain't say me, you know, because he already just went off. I don't know why he was mad at me, but he was just mad at everybody.
You were in the area, Jay.
Everybody
come
was.
Come on.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Ted Cottrell was walking away cussing about Bruce, but not getting anybody, letting us just get the business. You know, so it was one of those things. Anyways, story time's over. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. We'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.